What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Howard Bison, director of tennis, swimming, and diving, the man who coaches double sports at one university, grinding hard as I know he can, my man Nick Askew. What up, Nick? How you doing, brother?
What up, Boss Man? Good to see you again, man.
No doubt, no doubt. Good to see you as well, my brother, my man. Let me ask you, how's the grind been for you, man? I saw on the website you got both sports doing good things as well, the NEC for the swimming and diving and the MEAC for your tennis team, especially on the women's side there. How's the grind been, brother?
Man, look, it's kind of like my background. It's a little bit of a blur. when you're hitting it that hard and that fast, man, things, you know, just continuing to happen. And we're just really fortunate that things happen in a positive way. You know, I think it's just a testimony to our coaching staff, to our administration, the support, everything of having things in place. And, you know, these incredible athletes who literally they're the ones that are doing the work, you know, day in and day out. We just kind of plot the course for them. So it was great. It was a great season. You know, I'm a little bit nervous about the upcoming season and you know, what that's going to look like, because now that we've achieved this much, the goal is to do even better, you know? So I think, you know, with that nervousness that puts me back in the office, back, you know, on the computer, trying to figure things out and, you know, hopefully, prayerfully, God willing, it will be as great or greater.
I hear that, man. You know what I want to ask you about, Nick, is a lot of people don't understand this about tennis. It's on tennis side, well, watching film of tennis matches, of watching how what patterns of play really won you points against certain people, and how tennis has gone more to analytics now and video. Yeah. And talk about that piece. I think people don't understand that, because I heard when Rafael Nadal beat Novak Djokovic, he watched some old matches when he beat him using certain patterns. Right. Like in the 2020 final and in 2018 at Wimbledon, they lost it, but patterns of play that he could beat Djokovic with and could, he knew, hurt him, which is to spread him out, going, giving balance to the court and not letting him get a groove. So talk about using film to help your tennis players see patterns of play of how to win certain people who they play each week.
Yeah, you know, the first thing, it starts with each player understanding who they are, right? You know, it's like the identity. Who are you as a player? What are your strengths and weaknesses? What is your game style? And that's the place that starts first. Because being able to see yourself on video and being able to really chart those stats of where are your, you know, your patterns that are going to give you the highest likelihood of success? Where are your deficiencies? Where should those areas of focus be? You know, being able to sit back and watch the tape and seeing that allows you to find confidence in the things that you do well. And it all allows you to identify the things you need to strengthen up so that they can't be exploited by your opponent. And then we take the next layer, you know, being able to look at the analytics and the video from players that we will likely face come dual match competition or at conference championships or something like that, or even nationals, and being able to match that up and have those conversations based on, you know, here are the numbers, here are the percentages of where you should be doing to make sure that you play well, but also to take away some of the strengths and exploit the weaknesses of your opponent. So yeah, it's big. I mean, it's all of professional sports is using it. Tennis is no different for sure. You mentioned Nadal and Djokovic in their matches. And I think, you know, we also saw that in the rivalry or between Federer and Nadal. And Federer is great at being able to say, okay, here are the things that I need to do against this opponent. And again, it comes from a deep understanding of what he's capable of, because, you know, you look at it and you say, okay, this is what I need to do against this opponent. Am I capable of it? Right. Mm-hmm. And if you are, then great. You really, you know, put together a plan to work towards that. If you're not, then you say, okay, how much time do I have to kind of acquire that skill? Or do I need to look towards something else? So it's a lot into it. You know, it's fun, you know, to dig into it that deeply. And, you know, the players that come to us who have an understanding, again, of who they are and how they play, it's a lot of fun in those conversations.
And before I move on, it's interesting about Nadal. Right? See, what got him through with Djokovic was that his pattern of play against Federer, he would go to that backhand and wear it out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's Djokovic's strength. So that's what got him in trouble with Djokovic. He was so used to that. Hey, let me attack Federer backhand, wear him out on the backhand side. But that's Djokovic's strength, and that's what got him in trouble with Djokovic so many times. He wants to default to that pattern he plays the backhand all the time.
Yeah, and I mean that's a pattern he used with so many other players as well, because he's taking his forehand, right, hitting it heavy and cross court to, you know, the opponent's backhand and really wearing it down. And Djokovic, I mean, he's out of this world incredible in his dexterity, his flexibility, and his, you know, his ability to manipulate the ball from stretches. Is just, you know, you haven't seen that by anybody. And that way he's able to really, really hurt his opponents with his backhand, because he can stretch and move in such crazy ways. Medvedev, you know, is similar to that now as well.
No doubt. And this, folks, this is your MEAC Women's Coach of the Year talking. See, he sounds like a Coach of the Year. See, I set him up for it. He sounds like the Coach of the Year in the MEAC, breaking it down for you like this. That's my man, Nick asked. See, I said, you're really good for that, bro. See, I had a reach out there, brother.
Thanks for the alley-oop.
Yes, indeed. All right, man. You got plenty of year two is Jordan Grace. Talk about that young player, man, what she meant to your team. And she did well in doubles as well for you guys as well.
Yeah, Jordan is a great player. She had an incredible background before she even came to Howard. You know, she's a local product for us right here out of the Maryland area. You know, trained and competed at the Junior Tennis Champion Center, which is right here in College Park, Maryland. With some of the likes of Frances Tiafoe and Haley Baptiste, who are on the tour right now. So she's been in an environment where she has gotten some of the best training. She's been in an environment where she's had some of the best competitive opportunities. And that really translated so well to collegiate tennis, because so much of it about is competing. And, you know, the biggest thing working with Jordan is not necessarily technical work. It's more of being able to manage, you know, the confidence levels, manage, you know, the self-talk, and being able to manage, you know, you belong here. You know, you're good enough to compete at this level and to, you know, honestly, to be dominant at this level. And that's something that she's continued to grow more comfortable and do well. And we saw that in a lot of her results, where she took on some really high rated opponents from some really strong schools as a freshman, you know, and competing in the number one position. And that, I think, also being in a team environment, you know, really helped her with being as strong in doubles as she was. And Sifa Butcher, who was our doubles partner, is also a very, very strong competitive player from Florida, who, you know, those two, you know, there's some really solid chemistry there. And they had a great season as doubles partners.
No doubt, man. I feel like, you know, you had multiple players on the men's side to get awards as well. So on both sides of the aisle, man, you get your players are playing well for you, which speaks to the recruiting that you're doing. And so for you, man, has the NIL helped you all get more players, or that doesn't really apply to the non-sports and diving as much?
Yeah, it's definitely a landscape that everyone's kind of dipping their toe into to see what it's like. We haven't had anything as of yet. One of the biggest things is, you know, we want our student athletes to be very mindful that, hey, don't get trapped into something that doesn't make sense. Make sure you've got a good resource center and support, you know, and then, you know, you make the decision that's really the best for you. But we haven't seen it just yet. There's no doubt that in the future, I mean, this is Howard, you know, this is the Mecca. The athletics department has had an amazing year. So I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there that are interested in, you know, potentially bringing someone on in any of the sports, any and all the sports. I mean, we saw some success just this past weekend, you know, with track and field, David Oliver and that crew, Tori Tyson and women's softball, you know, Kupferberg with volleyball early in the fall, the women's basketball team. You know, it's just been an incredible year. So there's no doubt that there are going to be some things coming down the pike. And these student athletes do deserve an opportunity to, you know, to be in that light, to shine like that.
And speaking of your student athletes on the swimming diving side, they're so good they got you the Swimming and Diving Coaches Association of America Award, man. Of America, man. You got a national award, man. So how did that make you feel, man? And how did the players kind of give you that love? Because the guys and girls who you coach got you this award. Yeah. So how did they celebrate with you when you got this award, brother?
You know, it was amazing. A lot of texts and emails and people stopping by the office and hugs and you know, and daps and everything from the team, and not just from swimming diving, from the whole department. But obviously, because it was in this discipline, that those were the ones who, you know, were the most excited and the most congratulatory towards it. And it's a great honor. I mean, it's the most prestigious award in all of the College Swim Coaches Association of America has. And being the first and only Black man that has won that award, and the only person from an HBCU that's ever won the award, it's really humbling. You know, it made me kind of take a step back and take a deep breath of like, wow, this is pretty big, you know. And for me, I've never sat back and liked to go down the list and say, okay, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this. I'm a worker bee. You know, I see the work ahead of me. You know, I hope that the people around me find value in what I'm doing, and you know, and it's great to be recognized. But I could never do it without, you know, the amazing group that I have around me as a coaching staff, as the athletes, you know, all those things would, you know, all the accolades wouldn't come, you know, and all the things wouldn't be able to get done if I didn't have that type of group around me. And it was just an incredible year for swim and dive, you know, with all the different things that happened, and this was kind of the icing on the cake, you know, at the end of the season. And then to, you know, have an opportunity to go out to Chicago to receive the award. And our assistant coach, Salim King, was able to introduce me, who was one of my college teammates, and then also my former roommate and teammate, Martin Ewing, who still holds the diving records here at Howard, was also in attendance. It was beautiful, man. You know, something that I'll always cherish and always value. But at the end of the day, you know, got to get back to work, you know, because there's so much more that we can do and so much more we can achieve.
No doubt, and the work never ends for you, man. You are a grinder like I'm a grinder, so I respect you, brother. Like I'm, like Derek knows. I got like 80 interviews today, but I'm so I'm grinding like right with you. I got one right after this, so you know, like you know, so the grind never stops, like yes, you say. So I love. Hey, that's when we get along. We both are grinders, man. Yeah. And I'm gonna be cheering for you, man. Keep up the great work, my brother. I'm proud of what you're doing up there at the Mecca, and you know, if it's when the schedule works out, hopefully. You know, my employer plays the Wizards. We can hang out when the schedule works in our favor this year, man. So I can catch all you guys up there, man.
Yeah, we'd love for you to come up, man. Definitely come up for a swim meet here at the Burr. It's like none other. You know, we've got an incredible schedule. Definitely come up for, you know, one of the tennis matches or something like that. You know, you will not be disappointed, I guarantee.
No doubt, but hey, folks, it's Nick Askew on the Boss Man Show, for tennis, swim and dive at Howard University. What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get it, bet online today because the Boss Man said so.